This episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get total control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever you want. Binge on full seasons and watch your favorite current shows like Community, South Park, SNL, and more. Right now, our listeners get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/Joey. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/Joey.
Oh, shit. Oh, motherfucking shit.
I forgot the fucking headphones again.
Oh, shit. It's Monday, April 24th. Want to take you right with fucking Black Sabbath to let you know what type of fucking week it is. Lee Syatt, the Flying Jew, in the house. Oh, shit. Already crying about it. He's not eating edibles.
I am eating edibles.
Let's see, cocksucker. And you got another piece over there, too. It's a beautiful fucking day to be alive, cocksuckers. Get up. Shine your shoes. Eat some oatmeal. Put a fucking crease in your pants. Look sharp. Get out there. Sling some dick. You can either sling dick or get dick slung in your face. Oh, shit.
First of all, I want to show people, for people who are watching, this is a piece he gives me at 6 in the morning.
Why are you talking over Ozzy Osbourne? When did you fucking
become... Because why are you giving me this huge piece?
Because it's not a huge piece. These are the little ones. These are 36 milligrams.
The little ones.
So you're going to eat 20 milligrams.
Did you see your eyeballs on the plane?
And you already fucking cried. I didn't eat none on the plane.
Yes, you did.
You already cried.
Your eyeballs, you're already fucking pictures of your eyeballs.
Fucking piece. You're going to sleep anyway till 6. It's 6 in the morning.
I have to be at work at 6. I already had one piece. I'll have a little bit later.
Tiny little piece.
I'm not having this whole fucking Tootsie Roll size piece.
You're going to get me in a bad mood.
You're always in a bad mood.
You're going to put the show in a fucking bad situation from the start. Eat the goddamn piece of chocolate, Lee, please. This is a Chibo chew. This is quality fucking
chocolate.
I know,
I had a piece already.
Danish people.
I'm going to have a piece later.
You don't have to have a piece later. You just eat the piece I gave you.
I just had a piece. I'm not giving
you. If you eat that piece right now, we can fucking put this to bed.
I'm not eating this.
And by 7 o'clock, you'll be high. By 7:30, when I get the fuck out of here, you just go to bed.
Yeah, and by 8 o'clock, I'll be still.
Yeah, right, and you're going to bed. So what's the big fucking deal? What's the... Just eat the fucking chocolate, please. What are you getting me all hot and bothered for on a Monday? You know, people are fucking dying, and you know, eat my chocolate. Get together, cocksucker.
You
had a
get
great
it together.
Week in Lexington, Kentucky. Yeah. Fucking great people, great club. The people, stop fucking around at the desk and eat that chocolate.
I'm going to have it. Relax.
Fucking be. You see, I got to deal with people. This is the shit I got to deal with on Monday morning.
See the size of this
morning.
Piece?
With a yellow
fucking
head. Shirt. Look at the size of this piece. Look at the size of this look at the size of this piece in comparison to what I'm asking
you
to eat.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You're not supposed to eat the whole thing at once.
And you're supposed to eat. I'm giving you a little corner.
You give me half.
Please. You're ruining the fucking show by
crying. I'm ruining the show.
You went on a date last night. He shut the phone off. This morning he's in love.
I'm not in love. I had a good time.
We talked about sex. Can you believe this shit?
No.
He's talking about sex with a fucking broad.
You realize she listens to this, right?
Who gives a fuck? What the fuck is wrong with you talking about?
No, because you give me shit for not talking like this. It was a good date.
Where'd you take her?
We went to Santa Monica. We went to... it's called Robata Bar. It's like an Asian sort of grill thing place. It was good. We went there. We had a drink, and then we went to the pier.
Did you ride any of the rides?
Yeah, we did. We went on the Ferris wheel.
I know you did, you little cocksucker.
You goddamn right, I did.
And you didn't touch a titty or nothing on the Ferris wheel.
I didn't do that. We made out and stuff, but no.
Look at Lee making out, talking about sex on his first date. Look at him. Yeah, he got a new haircut.
I did get a new haircut. No, it was.
Did you tell her you were juicing?
I'm not juicing right now, but I mean, I think...
You're going to smoke some of this, or you're going to sit there like a fucking zombie? I have smoked it. Or eat a piece of chocolate.
People think I don't do anything, because you
don't
say
do
this.
Nothing.
We smoked
you don't
before,
do nothing.
We smoked during.
We didn't smoke. You took a little hit, and you blew a little smoke
fucking
out.
Asshole.
Like
you
a
don't even pay attention.
Do blowjob.
You can't remember to put
this
the headphones on.
Smoking. This is Lee smoking with it. He goes like this.
First
the
of all,
fuck?
That's not all I smoke.
The fuck?
Second of all,
well, show these people smoke
I
this
can't,
fucking number.
I can't smoke
that
much, because if I smoke every time you make me smoke, I'll be fucking dead. I have to pace myself, unlike you, who smoke 18 joints in a day, and you wonder why you have an entire jar of peanut butter at night.
This fucking guy cries constantly, people. He's already crying about San Jose.
I'm excited about San Jose.
Eat the fucking chocolate. I swear to God, I'll stab you right on camera, cocksucker. Right on
YouTube.
What the
fuck did you do with this joint?
Nothing. Just hit it. See? Always a complaint. Just hit the fucking thing. Let me see you. Inhale that motherfucker. Let's do this shit right. Inhale it. Ooh, that's a boy. Hit those little Jew lungs. Get the fucking yarmulkes out of there. Let me see you do a couple jumping jacks. Where's the chocolate?
It's right there.
Let's fucking eat this thing. Let's get this day started. This is the church of what's happening now. We ain't got time for this shit. We got Americans listening to this shit. People going to war. People fucking crazy. People that are scared to leave the house. I don't eat no chocolate. Eat the fucking chocolate, goddammit, before I fucking throw this knife at you, cocksucker. Unbelievable what I got to deal with. Beautiful day to be alive. We're here, the church of what's happening now, man. A lot of shit happened over the weekend. A lot of shit didn't happen before we even get this book. What the fuck are you at? Lee went over.
A lot of shit happened. A lot of shit didn't happen.
Where's that piece of chocolate? I still didn't see you.
It's right here. I'll have it.
Let's go. Right now. Let's go. Right now. Get it out of the
way. You want me to have another piece now?
Come on. Let's go. That's not the piece.
I'm not having the piece.
Well, I'm going to cut a piece and you're going to have to eat it on camera. Eat the fucking piece.
I'm running the whole fucking piece.
Eat the fucking piece. No. I'll stab you how I'm feeling.
You want to go to bed right now? You can finish this and you won't know how to press anything. There will be no song, no calls. I'll go to bed right now. I'm not eating the whole fucking piece.
You believe this is Chibo Chew? He's embarrassing me in front of the Chibo Chew people.
I'm not. I love their product. Their product is too good to eat an entire fucking piece.
You don't need an entire piece. Just a quarter.
I mean, a half. I've been having edibles since September, and you've been having edibles since you were fucking 16.
No,
relax.
I'm gonna cut you another little piece. Either you eat that fucking thing. I'm going to cut you a little fucking
piece. You're not going to do anything. I'm going to eat as much as I want.
You're not
going
to tie anyone up. I swear to God, I'll tie you up and I'll put one of these things in your asshole with a turkey baster. You'll be high for fucking 32 hours here in this room by yourself. It's up to you, Cox. And I'll tie you up with the Israeli flag. So, anyway, this
why
is
you gonna
fucking...
Why are you going to put a turkey baster on my ass? That
because that's
make
what
sense.
The fucking hip kids do in Hollywood.
No, it's not.
And they go and they jump up and down to the Jew band. You're like, they jump up and
I
down.
I'm
like
going July 6th at the Avalon.
You fucking struts. July 6th
yeah,
to jump up.
I like having fun. I'm sorry.
He likes having
asshole.
Fucking fun. What fun? What fucking fun? You're going to go jump in, smell armpits, jump
I'm
up and down.
I'm bringing the girl, yeah.
What girl you bringing? Ashley again?
No, I'm bringing the girl I went on a date with last night.
You just met her, and you're taking her to the concert. You didn't even give her a stab, and yet you don't even know if a fucking muffler smells like taco chips. You don't know.
What?
And you're
what does taco chips mean?
This is what I got to deal with people.
You're Hispanic, and you don't know what tortilla chips are. It's called tortilla chips.
You're
going to
eat that piece
chips.
Of chocolate or what?
I already had two pieces of it.
Well,
I'm not eating
piece,
the whole
I'll
piece.
Leave you alone.
No, you won't. You're not going to leave me alone.
I'll leave you alone.
Give me 5 minutes, dude.
Well,
just
five minutes.
Two.
I'm going to break the other one out in 5 minutes. Chibo Chew was very nice.
Chibo Chew's great. They have a fucking strong-ass product.
Who asked you? Who asked you? What the fuck do you know? You ate the cool.
Because you made me eat them.
Look at this
fucking
shit.
All the time.
Look at this shit. They got the hybrids. They got the fucking... indicas, they got the sativas, they got this thing with pain relief, that's 60 milligrams, these little fucking things, and this guy over here is crying. You know what? I'm going to hit you in the head with this fucking computer mouse, and then you're going to have to get two stitches, and you're going to need fucking pain relief for your skull cut, sucker. This is what I got to deal with people. But seriously, Kentucky was great last weekend. I mean, the last 2 weeks I've gotten to like, this last week was the Bible Belt. And years ago, I fucking ate shit in the Bible Belt, West Virginia and Charlotte and all that. So I just stopped going back.
Yeah.
But then I started thinking about it. You have to stick it out with them. You have to hang up there and talk to them and explain yourself. But the funniest fucking thing happened because Saturday night I realized that there was no warning signs right at the door. Whenever I'm performing, there better be a fucking warning sign.
So I would think that would upset you. That doesn't upset you?
No. I want people to know what they're getting fuck themselves into.
Okay.
Sometimes people at a restaurant eat and they go, why are there people standing over there? Oh, let's go over there. Who's this comedian? He appeared on General Hospital. So they think they're going to go in there and see some fucking guy talking about, you know, the news and what's going on in Pakistan or whatever the fuck. And I'm up there talking about eating ass and stabbing a cat and fucking Lee Syatt. And all of a sudden they just run the fuck out of there. And I don't want to do that to people. I don't want people to have a bad taste in their mouth. I mean, I want you to do the research. I do the research for everything before I fucking get out of the house.
Yeah.
And that's even before the goddamn computer. You call 10 people, you see this movie, what is it about, blah, blah, blah. No, these fucking people, you know, they just go out. So, sure enough, I told the management, I go, listen, I'm going to go up there and tell them. So I went up there and said, listen, cocksuckers, I'm going to tell you something before this show even starts. Either, you know, this is not a Christian group. So I don't know what you heard on the radio, whatever. But I got to tell you more. So I go up there and I'm 3 minutes into a joke about, not even a joke. I was telling about the food. The food was so fucking bad at this restaurant next to the comedy club.
Oh, really?
The mashed fucking potatoes. Listen, if you fuck up mashed potatoes, just get up and pay the tab. Because you can't fuck up mashed potatoes.
How do you fuck up mashed potatoes?
It's milk. potatoes and butter and salt and fucking pepper and maybe a little mayonnaise, whatever people add. Everybody adds a little different thing for flavor, just horseradish, whatever. I don't give a fuck. These mashed potatoes were fucking horrid. Horrid. And that's all I said. And some guy got up and he goes, fuck you, Fat Tony. And he goes outside and told the manager, Jesus fucking Christ, that was vulgar. That's exactly how he told the manager.
Really?
Jesus fucking Christ, that was vulgar. But then when he said, fuck you, Fat Tony, I fucking lost it. I loved it. I loved it.
What's Fat Tony?
That's the guy I played in the Longest Shot.
Oh, is it really?
Hmm. You gotta get your shit together.
I'm sorry, I don't know your whole
character. So, yeah. What the fuck? So that was great. I had a great time. The hotel was great. I swam. I fucking did the elliptical. I did a bunch of shit. And I came home yesterday. My plane was delayed 3 hours.
Yeah, you called me at 2. I'm like, he's supposed to be asleep by now.
And let me tell you what the best one was.
What?
I get off the fucking plane and my car battery's dead.
What the fuck?
Somebody banged into it and it went beep, 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 beep. There's something fucking weird happened.
Oh, no.
So I called Subaru. They wanted to come in an hour and I seen this fucking Puerto Rican in a tow truck. I gave him a 20. For $20, a guy in a tow truck would jump up and down on a fucking Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
That's hysterical. Right over.
Yeah, fuck. Hey, listen. Money talks and bullshit walks. I always remember that shit, people.
Yeah.
I see these people at the airport, these old ladies that have these guys push them in a wheelchair and they give them a fucking dollar. You give me a fucking dollar, I'll throw you off that fucking ramp. You understand me? Fucking give me a fit, cocksucker. I'm pushing you smelling hairspray listening to this fucking ear beating about your grandson that played tennis and fucking Notre Dame. Who gives a fuck? You know, you gotta fucking take care of people. You gotta tip them, you gotta split them. I think I give the guy $40. I don't give a fuck. Just jump me and get me the fuck on the 405 and get me home. Yeah. That's all I care about. It's Monday, Lee. But very important. Let's get this out of the way just so people know how the fuck I feel immediately. Rest in peace, James Gandolfini. It was a shame. You know, when somebody dies, especially somebody in Hollywood, you read all the shit people say and all the phonies come out of the fucking woodwork and how this, whatever. I never met the guy. I never breathed this fucking air. You know, I knew friends that were mutual with him. I will tell you one thing. I think that the character, how he played in Tony Soprano was fucking great. What he did in True Romance was fucking great. What he did, I've seen him in a few movies that he was great. The best thing people said about this guy was that he was very humble as an actor. And he liked the party, he liked the rock and roll, you know. But I don't know if you people know this, and let's get this shit out of the way. I watch the Sopranos every day at 5 o'clock when my wife comes in. I have the baby, I watch SpongeBob till 5, and I watch, if it's the first 2 seasons of The Soprano, I'll watch the whole episode.
Uh-huh.
If it's anything after that, I'll watch 10 or 15 minutes of it, just to see what he's doing in the episode or whatever. I'm going to tell you something, people, just so you fucking know. Yesterday, me and my wife were sitting on the couch playing with the baby, and I was giving her a bottle, and I was trying to put her to sleep, and I had a half hour to kill. It was 7, whatever, it was 10 after 7, whatever the fuck. And I taped The Honeymooners every night at 1:30. And I taped the episode of when his mother-in-law came over and he put an alarm clock and gave her 3 minutes that he would start trouble. She would start an argument. And she did. He throws her out and he throws the wife out. And then he goes to make a recording.
Mm-hmm.
And he does this recording, but he starts talking about the mother-in-law. She's a blabbermouth. Norton goes, relax. You can't send her that. And he makes another album. And this one is a really good one where he says, I love you. But Norton made the mistake and sent her the bad album.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes home and it's really weird because it's a great fucking written episode. And to me, in this world, like even when I was growing up in 70, everybody come home and say, oh my God, Saturday Night Live. I thought Saturday Night Live was okay, but not enough. Even today, the other night I got stuck watching that Seth Meyers. Whatever you fucking people are watching and think is funny, I don't get it. That guy's never said a fucking funny thing in his life. But it's that American type comedy where you go, oh my God, whatever the fuck. It don't matter to me. It doesn't really. I don't even watch it, so I don't give a fuck. When I was watching that Honeymoon episode, yes, I was watching my wife's face because I had the baby and she was on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife doesn't really, and she was fucking howling. There was a couple parts in the thing with Norton, I was fucking howling. And when the episode finished, I called my buddy, who's a big Honeymooner fan. I go, you know what? I've seen this episode 2,000 times. And here I am crying. I'm crying because how brilliant it is. I'm crying because I'll never see anything like this again. Mm-hmm. There was 3 writers for the Honeymooners. Saturday Night Live got 30 fucking writers. 30! Plus the people who do the sketches.
Yeah.
Okay? When you watch a TV show, they've got 10, 7, 8 fucking writers. So when you see that junk, that's what 8 people have collaborated on, and a network of geniuses have fucking collaborated on and said, that's a TV show. Okay? So, It's like my friend Lee was saying that he got an email and somebody said to him, do you guys do a production meeting? You know, you could do all the production meetings and all the jumping down, all the makeup, all the outfits. If your show sucks, it sucks. If you don't put your fucking heart into it and you don't fucking get to the bottom of the writing, it sucks. Okay, now let's talk about what I'm trying to tell you. Sons of Anarchy is a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to go down in the annals with television? No. That fucking Breaking Bad's a good show. Is anybody going to remember that show in fucking 10 years? No. All these fucking shows that you people watch, they're okay shows. They're okay shows for now, for entertainment. Listen, I'm going to tell you two times so you fucking know this. And it's not because of Jersey, and it's not because of fucking the Mafia or whatever. Watch the first two episodes of The Sopranos and see what television and what film should fucking be. And if you don't believe, just watch it. Watch it. Didn't last week they voted the best television series of all times? The American Movie Academy or some television thing?
Probably, yeah.
Let me explain something to you. They can't even do a mob movie anymore because The Sopranos was so strong. Because it got into the nuts and bolts. What we discussed on Friday when I got upset here on the show. Mm-hmm. Because I was telling you people, anybody could tell you a story. It's telling you the state of mind. That's what they have to sell you. That's why this is why podcasting is so popular now, and radio is a fucking dinosaur. Because we're telling you our state of mind. It's no more, hey Lee, did you see what happened last night during the NBA finals? No. It's motherfuckers talking about getting a fart to the fucking face. And another poor guy saying he never took a fart to the face. Which if this was serious or something, some tough guy would go, yeah, chicks fart in my face all the time. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of what's going on right now. And when you watch, there's a story in the 7th episode of Sopranos. He's taking his daughter up to college.
Okay.
To look at colleges. A mobster taking his daughter up to look at colleges. And she confronts him. And this is where the bond comes up between the daughter and the father. Because they're concerned about the boy. He has a son in the show and he's got a daughter in the show. The son's a fucking mutt like most little kids walking around today. That's why I would never have a kid like that. Because if I had a boy that was like that, I'd shoot him. I'd take him shark hunting. Because a boy of mine can't act like that. But he got his point across to the girl.
Mm-hmm.
The girl, his daughter, is very sleek and very streetwise. And she confronts him in the car. Daddy, are you in the mafia? And he has to fucking tell her something. He has to tell us something.
Yeah.
HBO was going to cancel that show because in that episode, he goes to college and while he's getting gasoline, he sees somebody who ratted on a bunch of his friends. That's in the witness relocation now. So he went and killed the guy.
Uh-huh.
HBO didn't want a mob boss killing anybody. The show was a mob show about 2000. Not a mob show about 1800s. That's what the problem with all the mafia shows you see today. That's why nothing's ever going to stick. Because they're still living in 1970. Hey, Gino, Nicky, and fuck. It's the same fucking shit.
Yeah.
The Sopranos was something different. Just listen to this episode, I'm telling you. He kills this guy. When I'm a mob boss, I'm supposed to send Lee to go kill the fucking guy. No, he killed the guy. He choked him with his bare fucking hands. HBO said not to air the episode, to reshoot it. And David Chase shot it and sold it just like that. And the show became what it fucking was. So before you put on fucking Breaking Bad and you bust my balls about whatever, just watch the fucking Sopranos. That's so R.I.P. Hit with a little fucking music from the Sopranos, please, cocksuckers. Let me cut into my next edible number two. Going down, Lee. Are you with me? Are you with me, Lee?
I'll have another piece of the one I already have.
All right, eat the fucking piece, because if not, you're going to have to cut a piece of this, and you're going to have to inhale one of these. Stop your crying. Stop your fucking crying. All right? In a little while, I'm going to bring you some Onnit, too. It's time we put you on some Onnit fucking protein powder with your little blender. That's a boy. Eat the fucking thing. You got to chew it. You can't swallow it like that. You got to chew it so the electrolytes go in your mouth. And you fucking get
the one you had this weekend was leaking THC.
That's a four strength.
It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. I'm gonna get
high. This is a baby. This is a Chibo. This isn't the one.
It's not a baby. I'm gonna get.
Did you see the fucking label on the other one? It was a Deca. It was a white label.
Okay. And what's that?
This is a green label. Okay. This is a one dose, and it's a medium. Look. There's a little baby one. This is a hybrid.
Good. I'm going to get stoned. No, it's fine. Yeah.
We think Uncle Joy would take you to the fucking murky waters
yes.
at the end of the world.
You love taking me to the murky waters.
You're going to have that already in San Jose.
You think it's the best
sucker.
Thing in the world.
You're going to have those palms on your own this week in San Jose. Wait till those Manson followers get a hold of you and start making you eat cock with THC in it and that chick parts in your face. So, please, You already aggravated me. I'm trying to make the week easier for you, but you getting high this morning and dealing with this shit, because what's going to happen to you starting Thursday night is going to be fucking ugly in San Jose. This fucking
Thursday night. I don't have to go anywhere until I just have to be at the show. I don't have to be anywhere until Friday.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Wait. Just wait. All right. You don't know.
What are you complaining about?
If I was you, I'd eat this fucking Chibo, the whole thing, just to prepare you for what's going to happen to you Thursday night. If that was you, that's...
You eat the Chibo Troop no matter who you are.
I ain't saying nothing else. I ain't saying... If I was you, I'd eat the whole fucking Chibo Troop.
You always eat the whole Chibo Troop.
That's me. I always... Because I'm a savage in preparation for Thursday. Because what they're going to do to you on Thursday, I don't want to be around. I'm going to leave you up there.
What do you mean, leave me up there?
I'm sneaking out the back door and I'm leaving you up there with the people. And watch.
I'm excited to go up there. Everyone seems cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're real cool. Wait till you eat fucking three of these Chibo Chews.
I'm not eating 90, three Chibo Chews.
You will up there.
No, I won't. I'll smoke people, with them, and I'll have like
there'll be 80 people standing around you clapping, Lee. You're not going to have a choice.
And I'll pass it around, and all of us will
get. Did you eat that other piece? Did you finish
it? I did. I know I didn't finish it. Well, fuck you.
Let's finish it. Let's
no,
go
I just had three pieces. That's enough.
No, fucking you. Go.
God damn it. And everyone who gives me shit, the amount of high I get.
The amount every of day. High. He's not going to do it. A fucking college graduate cries.
No, because you talk shit and say I don't get high. You know full well I'm getting high because you call me hysterically laughing in about 3 hours. Like,
I don't fucking call
have
you.
Have you moved?
I call you to say what's going on. Do you want to go swimming? Can I help you? You want to go eat some carrot
can
soup?
Can you help me? All you do is, as soon as we get off, you go, you rub my head, you laugh for about 35 minutes, and you go home and you call and you make fun of me.
I don't make fun of you.
Yes, you do.
You're
mean,
my
you know.
Fucking goombarich.
I know.
I make fun of you, cocksucker.
Because you...
I'm trying to get you ready for the real world. It's a cold
this is the real world
out there. It's a cold fucking world out there.
And you know what that world
is? You
means?
Still want to be friends with Ashley and hang out with her brother and the
I
Chinese
I haven't seen
kid.
Them for like 2 weeks. What are you talking
don't
about?
Lie, cocksucker.
I haven't. Now, you know what? I need this to calm down. Tony
it's a beautiful fucking Monday to be alive, people.
Why are you
beautiful
talking over day. Tony?
He ain't singing yet.
I want to be around
to eat some edibles with Lisa at this Monday morning. Lee, this is in your future.
Somebody twice as smart as I.
I'm over here snapping my fingers. I'm all snapped out.
Yeah, see, you're all calmed down now. So I was thinking about something the other night. I went to the comedy store. Our buddy Steve Simone got me a ticket. And I realized why I think people enjoy this so much. Because for me, the reason why I do it, I'm insanely jealous of hanging out at comedy clubs. Like, you couldn't pay me to be a comedian. I don't. That's not something I want to do. But like the amount of camaraderie it seems like people have at the comedy clubs, and I know the different comics can be assholes, but in general, I think the reason people like podcasts is because like you're hanging out with comics, and they all seem to always be having a good time. Like I love I just love going to comedy clubs. I went by myself. I didn't even call anyone to go. There's nothing. It's like a movie, but it's better because you're drinking. You don't have to be quiet, but like you're watching entertainment. I fucking love it. I just even bad comedy, like even like kind of like generic comedy, not bad comedy, but generic can still be funny. And it's just like I saw Mark Curry, who you said you haven't seen for a while. He was great. Ari came back. Tony Hinchcliffe went up. It was a great show. So I mean, it's a weird thing because I was thinking about podcasts, like why are they so popular, and I think it's because people are, I mean, at least I know, I'm jealous of, like, the stories you tell of just not even being on stage, but, like, hanging out at this thing, hanging out at the comedy clubs.
You know, it's funny because when I read that movie, ladies and gentlemen, when I read the book, ladies and gentlemen, Lenny Bruce, you know, he talked about doing these strip clubs, and at the time, that was my state of mind. That's where I wanted to be. I wanted to be alone. I thought I wanted to live my life alone. I thought that, I definitely wanted to have drugs in my life at night. You know, I definitely, that was part of my life. I like the whole, whatever. And there is a very weird camaraderie. You know, you look at me, I'm 50, and I'm all about friendships. And I'm all about belief, and I'm all about a lot of shit. Because mm-hmm. I know at the end of the fucking week, sometimes the bonds you have with friends are stronger than your own fucking family.
Yeah.
I had a bond with a lot of comics. It was really weird. But it's like what happened to me at 18 happened to me again a couple of years ago, and it happened to me at the Comedy Store. I always thought that comedians were, look, there's 20 million fucking doctors.
Mm-hmm. And we got a call coming.
Oh, shit. What's up, baby?
What do you say?
There he is, my main man, Mick Betancourt. What's going on, my man?
Good morning, man.
How did the fucking ribs come out yesterday?
Let me tell you something. I got this thing called the Traeger Grill, right? It's a smoker and a grill all in one, 7.5 hours. When I opened the fucking grill, the ribs fell apart. That's how juicy they were.
Oh, fuck. What'd you put on them for a rub? Did you rub anything? Did you put barbecue? What'd you put on it?
This is how I do it.
Hit me.
Mustard. You got to get Heinz yellow mustard, brown sugar, Worcestershire. Cake it in that shit. Then you hit it with the rub. I smoke it for 3 hours. Every hour I check in, pour a glass of apple juice over each slab. Then I take them out, tent them in tinfoil. I cover them in brown sugar, drizzle them in honey, put a little apple juice underneath, tent them, cook them at 225 for another 3. Then I take them out. I hit them with the sauce, and then I smoke them for another half hour, hour to set the sauce. Unbelievable. So the whole thing's 8 hours out the door.
You're a fucking... What time did you eat till?
I started cooking at about 4 in the morning, and I wound up eating it about midnight.
Jesus Christ. That's true. When I called, you were so happy. You were so proud, and you're like, yeah, come over, eat a fucking... Come on out. I'm like, this guy's loving life today. What's going on? You working?
Yeah, I'm going into work today at 10. I'm cruising around now, checking in with you. I'm writing on a new NBC show called Ironside, starring Blair Underwood and a bunch of other great up-and-coming actors. And super excited about that. Got a podcast going called The Mick Betancourt Show.
New episode's
dropping today.
And who's super on this week? Who's on this week?
Cindy Campanera.
Okay. You know, I saw that you had Jack McGee on there last week or the week before.
Jack is phenomenal.
You just started this podcast, and this is your fourth episode, and I saw you had Jack McGee on there. And I got to tell you something. I did a movie with Jack. For you guys who don't know who Jack McGee is, he's the father in The Fighter. I did a movie called The Boilermaker with Jack, and it was a $100 a day movie. And the reason why I did the movie was when I saw Jack at the table read.
Oh, no shit.
Like, that's the respect I have for Jack. Then we did the movie. It was 18 days straight, and I got to really know him. He's an old-timer from the Bronx, you know, and it's amazing that you look at a guy like that, and he's got some great fucking stories, like we all do, that have been around the block once or twice. He's got, you know, stories of heart attacks and the whole fucking deal. And I was talking to you last night. Mick, how long have you been clean on drugs now? Clean off drugs?
11 years.
Completely everything, correct?
Everything. 10 years, just over 10 years, no cigarettes and no booze. Nothing that affects me from the neck up for 11 years.
And do you used to be a druggie or an alcoholic? Which one?
Well, an alcoholic, but if you had a little blow, I would partake in that and then try to find where the nearest safe was.
Where the nearest what?
I try to find out where the nearest safe was.
Okay, yeah. I'm the same way. It's just weird that now you're writing on a show. You know, you're one of those comics I've known for a long time and I love to death because there's no fucking around with you. I see you.
Yeah, there's no time for the bullshit.
Yeah, I
man.
See I'll you and I know what I'm getting. I give you a hug. What's going on? You don't hit me with, oh my God, I just came back from a meeting. No, you just my dog, you know me. Fucking around, putting the pieces together. And then I go home and I see your name at the end of a Law and Order SVU. Who the fuck's better than you? You know what I'm saying? All these other fucking people, they walk around with an NBC shirt. Nothing bothers me more when somebody walks around advertising what the fuck they do. Remember in the 80s and 90s, comedians would put a suit on with sneakers? And you felt smacking them in the fucking mouth? Like now I see these people, like whenever I see people with that artistic Sinatra hat in Hollywood, I want to smack them right in the fucking face. Because, I get it, you're a camera dude. You ever go to a set, and if you go to a set and you can tell who the director is from his outfit, he's a fucking mook. And you know what I'm talking about. You know those people. Especially when it's a woman director. They always have to have three nose rings in their fucking rings. Three rings in their noses. And a fucking tomahawk and a blonde stripe. And, you know, a tattoo of a fucking snake attacking a Puerto Rican. You know, they always got fucking something on to let you know I'm the director. And then you go to direct and they suck. It's like a guy, it's like a comic with a lot of credits.
Everybody knows, though, that snake hate Puerto Ricans. So... you got to say that. It's half the director's fault for the tattoo, but in a way, he's replicating the truth.
But it's so funny how they dress up to the fucking part, and that's always burned me up. When you see me, I want you to think I'm a union electrician.
Yeah, I mean, well, you
that's
it.
That's how I dress.
I wear a pair of brown dress shoes, jeans, and I wear a blue hoodie when I'm on set, and I look like a grip. So a lot of times when I tell somebody, listen, I need you to go over there and do this, they're like, who the fuck are you? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm your boss.
It's fucking
crazy.
You
know, you don't have to fucking scream it out. You just got to be a gentleman, do your job, work hard, and don't be a fucking ass. I don't know when it became okay to be a fucking asshole and not get checked. I mean, when we were coming up, if you ran your mouth, you got checked. Someone punched you, and then you go... you get snapped back to reality. That was the point of getting punched. It wasn't so that the other guy could act tough. Those were the rules. You ran your mouth, and then when you got punched, you got snapped back to reality, and someone would go, hey, why do you got a fucking black eye? And you go, I ran my mouth, and Tommy fucking checked me. And they go, oh, good. You good now? Yeah, we're good. That was it. That was as complicated as shit had to be.
Well, you live in here, nobody can get checked in anything. You can't even look somebody in the face and go, hey, bro, you did this wrong. You cut me off. This is the best. They put the defensive on. They get tough with you. Then if you bitch slap them, they down 911.
Oh, they can't. They lose their shit.
I've never seen motherfuckers like this except here, where they start a fight with you, then down 911.
Yeah, it's very... I don't understand what's... it's a weird controlling thing. I don't buy into any of them. I don't say shit to anybody. You want to fucking cut me off the traffic, go ahead. I got more, you know, I got kids now. Fucking go ahead. You want to be a dick on the freeway? Good on you, man. Shit's too, you know, I had to reprioritize a lot of stuff. Because, you know, when you get out to L.A., it's a whole nother fucking universe. The stakes are high, so you want to get in the game a little bit. But like you just said, there's these weird rules where you can't check anybody. So why? I don't even entertain the idea anymore. Because you're the one that's going to wind up in cuffs, you know?
It's funny, when I did the movie with Jack McGee, I knew these people were fucking wheelers and dealers. I took the role. You know, it's the movie where I quit doing blow, Mick. It's a shit movie. It was a good movie, believe it or not, with John... what's the guy from... The Deer Hunter? John... The blonde haired
guy. The guy that died... oh, the blonde haired guy. Hurt? John Hurt?
No. Well, he's in the movie. Jack McGee's in the movie. One of the guys from Sons of Anarchy's in this Boilermaker. And I did the...
John Cazale?
No. Look at Deer Hunter, the third actor.
John Savage.
Yeah, that's why.
John Savage. John Savage was in the movie. Good looking dude. That motherfucker made some good movies. And he was also in Do the Right Thing. So I saw him at the table read. So I take this job with Jack McGee. And it just so happened that that's the week I get clean and sober. I'm off the blow. And I take this fucking job. And you know when you get clean and sober, the first 7 days, you're walking on fucking eggshells.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that God, the first 30 days, the first 50 years, you're walking on eggshells. So I'm about a week clean. And I start this movie, and I get there Thursday, Mick. And there's nothing I hate, Mick, when they don't have food on the fucking table. Nothing pisses me off more with the union dues that I fucking pay. When I go to a movie set and they got granola, those fucking logs that I can't stand, those granola blogs with peanut butter chocolate chips, which fucking I can't stand. And then they have like the apple with the orange, and they have water. Like if I go to a movie to do that and that's what you have, I lose my fucking mind. You do know that.
Well, also, you're 7 days off of Coke, so you haven't eaten in the last 15 years. So now you got some time to catch up on.
No. I'm telling you, when I do those things, I get serious. I pay master fucking dues and say. So Thursday we get there, there's no food. Friday we get there, there's no food. And they're sending you out for lunch, which I had never been sent out for lunch, only on Spider-Man. But they tell you to walk down to the corner on Spider-Man, and they pay you $25. to eat out. So they give you $25 and the meal is only $10. So you make $15 fucking bucks. So you make $75 for the fucking week if you look at it that way. These people are telling you, no, go eat lunch off the lot. And we're working off the 170 on Sherman Way. So I know it's fucking crazy. Finally, I go back up there on Sunday. Again, there's no food. And I say something to Jack McGee and a couple of the other actors. I say, guys, can you do me a favor and help me out here? Because this cannot be. They got to have something. And meanwhile, all these actors are talking behind the director and everybody's back going, Jesus Christ, one of these people going to have food. So finally, it's Sunday. If I got to work on a Sunday on your movie, Mick, do me one favor. First of all, don't make it a 12-hour day. And second of all, you better have fucking food there. People are coming away from their families to do your fucking stupid movie. I want you to go above and beyond that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're supposed to just have food, get bagels on a Sunday and show us that. It's a little bit that goes a long way in life.
I'm in sack. How the fuck do you think I treat people? Right. I treat them like royalty when I do. When Jack did my short film, if you go on Daily Motion, anybody that's listening, Jack and I did a short film where he plays the dad and Donald Logue, speaking of Sons of Anarchy, and Copper is in it as well. Beth Grant from The Artist, we did a little short film. We shot it over 3 days. I had a caterer come in from the time we set the cameras up in the morning till they went at night. 4 meals, a craft service table, and we did it upright, even though it was a small independent film. I did union waivers, you know, low-budget waivers, so we kept it all union, and money went toward everyone's pension fund. I mean, that's how you do it.
You either got to
show up and do your business right, or you're a fucking asshole, and you cheat people, and then it comes back when karma kicks you in the dick.
So I get there Sunday. Everybody's bullshitting. My blood pressure's fucking 190 over fucking 1,000. I'm Cuban, and I'm not doing any blow. And it's the Lord's Day. I'm Catholic, and it's bothering me just to leave the fucking house. I asked the actors, I go, again, they didn't put no food. I go, watch lunchtime. I'm going the fuck off. And at lunchtime, I went out then. I grabbed the girl and I go, where's the fucking food? And she goes, I don't know. And I start yelling. The producer comes out. He starts yelling. Within 10 minutes, they got the whole fucking supermarket there. But you know what? The whole next 16 days, nobody talked to me. They treated me like fucking AIDS. Yeah, man. They all pretty much like didn't mess with me because they were like, man, I can't believe you talk to the director and the producer like that. What do you want me to do? Sit here and let these guys fuck you in the fucking ass? And I checked them like a man. I checked them how you would get checked on the street. See, the old days, I'd be throwing tables and shit. This time, I asked her the nice thing, and I went at the producer, and I go, bro, you got to fucking do the right thing here. You can't have me here with no fucking food on Sunday. That's rude. That's just rude. And I think the guy was, like, from Detroit or something, which really got me pissed off. He wasn't some jamoke from fucking out here. This guy was, like, from the East Coast that had the flavor. He knows he's a fucking Catholic. You got to fucking put food out for motherfuckers on a Sunday.
Yeah, Sundays, you're crossing a serious line if you fuck with me once. So you can't.
Sunday, no. So
I don't care if you just crawled out of a fucking cave. Sunday.
So every time I see Jack, he's cool. He always gave me the love. He always called me wild man after that. He's like, you're a fucking wild man. But I had to say something. And now these people never did nothing with the fucking movie, and they're doing plays, and they keep emailing me, come watch our play. I'm like, fuck you. I reply, fuck you. Where's that fucking movie? It's not even on Amazon. I haven't made a fucking dime from it yet.
I'll come see a play if you set out a food truck.
Yeah, I come see your fucking play if you put out some fucking pickles and shit. Nothing pisses me off more than that when I do those movies. Because you work on movies that they give you more fucking food than what you do with. Then you go on something else and they got fucking nothing. I'm sorry to get you off the track, Mick. I know you're working hard. What's going on in your world, Mick? Talk to me, cocksucker.
I'm talking about food all day. I had a dream about the combo sandwich last night. You remember that?
What combo sandwich? Oh, yeah, the hot Italian with the fucking sausage in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, what's better than that? The fucking sandwich has another sandwich on it. The sandwich is topped with the sandwich.
Oh, my God. That fucking Chicago. I remember I used to go to that club on the south side, Riddles, and the guy at the deli where I ordered delivered, he'd make me a pipe out of aluminum foil, and he'd give me a little reefer every time I ordered. That's what Chicago's all about. You follow me?
Awesome, best house. That's Kenny down at KJ Riddles.
Fuck yeah. I love it. Let me tell you something. I'll be in Zany's in October or something. And I'll be downtown, and I'm happy. I have friends down there. But I love the south side of fucking Chicago down there. Harlem, whatever that fucking street is. They got some Chinese restaurants. Oh, my God. They got a Steak and Shake across the street from a White Castle. What are you fucking kidding me or what?
Yeah, You know what I do with the White Castle now when I get it? I just throw it. I buy it, I drive it back to the room, and then I just throw it in the toilet. I cut out the middleman.
Come on, Doug. You're killing me. I eat two of those things. Every time I go to any, like this week, they had them in Lexington. I didn't go. But every time I go to Riddle's on Friday nights, I get two of them with some fries and a Diet Pepsi. Watch this. There you go. I just farted for you live on the air. That's what the White Castle did to me. It went right through my fucking system. Ooh, that fart is tremendous.
You just even mentioned the word White Castle.
Forget it.
You're fucking rubbing the genie bottle.
Lee, you got a whiff of this fucking asshole yet?
You just shit your pants.
No, I didn't shit my pants. It was just it ricocheted off the chair right into the microphone. You know how I do it. I know fucking the pit.
Two baby angels just got their wings.
Oh, forget it. I'm just... Rhett Lee, you ready for another edible?
No.
This fucking guy. Fucking...
Are you eating edibles at 6:30 in the fucking...
Thank you.
You know how we do it, though. You gotta get ready for Monday. They ain't fucking around out there on Mondays no more. We already popped a Chibo Chew. I ate three strong bones and an alpha brain for on it. I'm ready to fucking go. I'm ready to jump out a window with a cape on.
Oh, fuck. Like Ben Stiller in Permanent Midnight.
I'm telling you, I eat an edible when I get up on Monday mornings out of respect. I got a meeting over at fucking night. I got a meeting at a production meeting at 1 o'clock. I'm going to go over there and rock their world. They're going to ask me for ideas. Oh, Mick, you know we have to have a good time, Mick. I don't give a fuck no more.
Just make sure no one says White Castle at the meeting.
No, because that fart was tremendous. It was the root. I had some fucking horrible food in Lexington at this restaurant. They had steak meatloaf. It was meatloaf built around a steak. And the crust on it was bad. I've been farting. You know, you got to shit while you eat. That's fucking always a bad sign. When you're eating something, you got to shit. Right? You're like, I got to go shit. That means that fucking dragon meat went right to your stomach. What am I going to do? What's the place? Portillo's, right? That's a place you guys like?
Well, that's more, I'll accept Portillo's. But as far as beef sandwiches go, I like bone and beef on Roosevelt Road, the original in the neighborhood that I grew up.
That's a good one.
I mean, so fucking good. I mean, Portillo's is good. They got that chocolate cake that tastes like you're eating chocolate pudding. That's dynamite. I eat Lou Malnati's pizza when I'm back home. I get a combo sandwich. I go to Gene and Jude's, which is the best hot dog in the world. I actually just overnighted some of those hot dogs. Had those Thursday.
It's funny how when I lived in Boulder, that's the first time I ever had a Chicago hot dog at Mustard's Last Stand. Fucking delicious with the pickles and shit on it. Tremendous.
Oh, yeah, the bright green relish. You get a little celery salt on there. The hot sport peppers, a steamed poppy seed bun.
It's a shame hot dogs are bad for you, ain't it? Can you imagine, like, hot dogs were really fucking healthy for you? How many... Everybody would be healthy. Those motherfuckers are so good. God damn.
I don't think there's anything that is good for you, man. That's the fucked up part. I'm getting a little older now. I got kids. I'm trying to be healthy. And I don't know what I can or can't eat. It seems like everything's a fucking cyanide pill.
You know, and sometimes you don't eat... I had cereal the other day. I love cornflakes. I fucking love cornflakes. But they get boring after a while. So I took two cornflakes... And I mixed it with a box of Frosted Flakes the other day. My head almost blew up, Mick.
Oh, yeah, that's next level shit. Or you do a little, get Honey Nut Cheerios, Frosted Flakes, I do a little mini wheats, and then I tap a little cinnamon sugar over the fucking top.
Damn, that's deep for a guy who don't smoke pot. How'd you come up with that one, Mick Benicor?
I got the internet.
You're a fucking trip. So you've been clean 11 years, brother. You miss it?
Yeah.
Was it hard to get clean?
You know, I knew I was going down, not in a way like... It's funny, I acted more like an animal when I was in my teens and early 20s, just from being young was very difficult for me. But, you know, people saw the way that I was partying, and they were like, this guy's like Farley, man. He's fun. He runs it till the wheels come off. And Farley had just died. So once people started telling me that, I'm like, am I like... And then I started getting that little bit of awareness, and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking die. Like, I would go out for 3 days and... just run it hard, and you know, I couldn't have sustained that, and I feel like if I would have went for about another 6 months, you and I wouldn't be talking right now.
You know, you always think that. Like, I quit 6 years ago, and I know for a fact at the point when I was ready to quit coke, you ready for this, Mick? At one point in the night, after I'd do like 2 grams of blow by myself, the bottom of my spine would hurt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's to the point that I was in. Like, I'd get electric shocks on my spine from time to time and just wiggle. And I knew it was fucking... It was like I was getting hit with one of those fucking taser guns. Like, I was downtown L.A., you know? But that's when I knew. And I know that you can't recover from that. That's the shit that affects your central nervous system. That's the shit later on. You know, I was watching that Richard Pryor documentary the other day. And I got to tell you, man, I think the blow had a lot to do with that disease and that shaking he had. Mitzi Shore's got the same fucking shaking. You know, at one point...
When I was towards the end of my drinking, this would be in 2001, if I was out drinking past 3 in the morning, I made a deal with myself because I didn't want to drive on the street. I would just drive home on the sidewalks. So I'd have people in the car, and they'd be like, what the fuck, man? And I'm like, I'm driving on the sidewalks, but I wouldn't touch the gas pedal. So I'd just coast, you know? And I thought, well, if someone pops, who the fuck's going to be on the sidewalk at 4 in the morning? And plus, I'm just coasting at like 2 miles an hour. I just tap the brakes, and I can stop. I thought, man, I'm the safest fucking driver out right now. Meanwhile, I'm driving 5-10 miles on sidewalk. It's
like, what the fuck? You know, I was telling shit about, you know, my state of mind when I lost my mom, when I was a kid, when I first left New York City. Fucking Nick, it was scary, you know. I broke down on Friday. I didn't, on Wednesday, I really did. And I went home and had a hard day that day because I put myself there for the day. You know, and you sit back, now I'm fucking 50. That was 30 years ago. And I look at that shit and I'm like, God damn, Mick, what the fuck were we thinking?
Oh, yeah, I you know, it took me a long time to get over that shit when my grandfather died. He died in my arms and no one else was around. And that was the only guy up to that point that had really fucking gone out of his way on a continual basis to be nice to me and teach me some life skills. And once that happened, I remember going into Ascension Church where no one was there, down the block from where my grandmother lived, and I just spit on the fucking cross. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you. You took everything. And, man, I lived the next 14 years of my life like I was in a fucking trench war with God. Those wounds run deep, man.
You know, it's amazing when you lose your faith in a religion that you, you know, and not in a religion, in a God that you believe so much in. At that point, I didn't believe in no fucking God. Buddha could suck my dick. Jesus could suck my dick. The Israeli God could suck my dick. Moses could suck my dick. You know, and, then you relapse and you end up going back to church. You know?
Are you back now?
I'm back. I went to Mass last Sunday morning. It was a fucking nightmare. You sit there and you go, how the fuck did I do this as a kid for an hour and 15 fucking minutes? And as an adult, I want to get the hell out of here after I hear the first organ fucking hum. Well, I baptized my daughter over on St. Charles on Lancashire. And then... I went back, but I got out of it for a long time, and then I got confirmed when I was about 30 years old. After prison, I went back to Sacred Heart, or whatever the fuck it was, in Boulder, and I got confirmed.
So, that's crazy, man. Yeah, I went to Catholic grade school, Catholic high school. I went to Jesuit college for a year, but I can't overlook the shit the church did, man. I think that Catholicism itself has a good message, but the church is, it's too much for me, man. I can't, you know, thousands of fucking men abusing kids and then a systematic organizational cover-up, man. That's a little too much for me.
No, it's fucking deeper than deep, but it's like anything else. That's what it became. That's not what it was. That wasn't the intention of it. You know, as much as you want to ignore that, you can't at times. Like in
the
mind,
message is good, but the messengers are fucking kids.
The messengers are fucking kids. Oh, it's like my uncle said. My uncle says it's a religion of faggots. I fucking sat there at Langer's and I waited for the lightning bolt to break the fucking table. But I guess the pastrami God's a lot heavier than our fucking God. But
it's the perfect hustle, man. Once you marry yourself to God and you say, I'm a messenger of God, you fuck old ladies and kids up. Those are the two people that get hurt the most, old ladies and kids.
That's amazing. That's fun. You know, when I was growing up, you know, I grew up in the 70s. I didn't even suspect that, Nick. That wasn't in my world. I never even, when I was 14, one time, I wasn't even hitchhiking. It was a snowstorm, and a guy pulled over and asked me if he wanted a ride. And he didn't touch my cock. He went for my basketball, which was posted in between my legs. But that was the only time I could say any sexual misconduct was done against a guy like me. And it's either because I was an ugly fucking kid or because your body language, something about how you were raised at home. It's got to be something. There was a teacher in my high school who was very basketball oriented. And he'd come out at night and take the kids to play basketball. And then afterward, he'd buy his sodas. And he'd take us into New York City to watch the Rucker League. And I asked around for years after that. After I found out about teachers, I asked around if he ever molested anybody. And everybody said no. He was just a nerdy, cool guy that didn't have a fucking life. But it's usually those guys are the ones that, you know, try to make you fucking dress up like fucking Aladdin. And suck your dick and shit like that, you know.
I don't even know if I need to dress up like Aladdin.
There was a teacher in my school, Miss Steffens, who sucked dick like a motherfucker. I had a friend who would go out with me and get fucked up and then tell me to drop him off at the teacher's house. And he would go fuck the teacher. Yeah, yeah, she was hot. She was a blonde. She fucked all the wrestlers. But, you know, shit's been around forever. So it makes you think how many teachers really fuck girls. Then the other hand of that is how many fucking of them, you know, had sexual relationships with boys in high school or whatever. I didn't hear about that. It's like I was always a coke guy. If somebody came to me in Hollywood tomorrow and go, I'll give you $1,000 for a $10 bag of meth, I couldn't find it for them. I don't know nothing about meth. The same thing with heroin. I don't hang with those people. I was a coke guy and a reefer guy. You know, I wasn't into sexual misconduct. So I don't know those people. When I meet somebody...
Wait a second. When you were getting keyed up on coke, what did you do? Just grind it out? You didn't get in any kinky shit?
You know, yeah. I'll put a coke rock up your asshole or something like that and eat your pussy. That's as kinky as it gets. I never went to orgies. I had one fucking threesome in Miami in 97. It was horrible. I had dead dick. And I had one fat chick and I had one fucking chick that was banging with fake titties and and the whole thing. It was a fucking nightmare. I'd never been a sexual deviant, bro. Do you know that I've never been a sexual deviant? I like talking about it. I like... What? What the fuck are you talking about, Lee?
Never been a sexual deviant.
I'm not a sexual deviant. I'm a sexual deviant with the woman I'm with. I like eating pussy and eating ass and getting my dick sucked and 69ing. But I've never been like a sex club guy or an orgy guy or a...
Well, no. But usually when coke's around, it's...
Oh,
you know,
when cocaine's around, you're an animal. You're like Kennedy. You're a fucking animal.
Yeah, I mean, although it's funny, like, I'm the guy that put weight on with cocaine. Like, people would smoke weed and get calm, and I'd be the guy fucking literally jumping off dressers, suplexing people. They'd be like, what the fuck? We got Bob Marley on, we all just smoked calm the fuck down. And I'd be like, wanting to wrestle people. Then I'd do coke and I'd take a nap.
You know, when I did coke, I would shut the fuck up too. But I'd get evil. It would all be in my head. I'd be sitting there in a corner just thinking about what my next move was. But whenever I got a woman back to the fucking... room or back to the fucking Sandusky Manor with a coke rock, because that's what it really becomes. When I bring a girl back after a date, I'm bringing her back to my home to show her my love in my home in those days. When you come with cocaine, you're inviting her back
love your high on cocaine. I'm going to show you my love.
Yeah. No. When you're high on cocaine, you don't show them love. You show them your Sandusky side. That's when you bring them over and ask them if they'll suck your toes and rub alcohol on your dick with a feather. That's when you get all fucking retarded, and that's when my retardation would come in. I used to like to, like, flip chicks over and put a coke rock in their ass and eat their pussy and come on their face. I'm one of those simple motherfuckers. I love 69.
I think you call that a gentleman.
I love all that shit. Tit fucking them and 69. I love 69, and that's my favorite fucking thing. Sucking that fucking monkey when somebody's sucking your pipe.
Top or bottom?
Let me ask, I'm in the bottom. I'm a bottom guy.
That's what I
have. Let me ask you this. Have you seen Inside the Candelabra, the Liberace movie? Did you see that yet?
I got two kids. I don't see shit, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm the walking fucking stereotype with the kids. I don't see anything.
Oh, my God. You got to watch this, Inside the Candelabra, an HBO movie with Michael Douglas and Matt Damon. How smooth the old faggot was. Because everybody's now today is gay. The people that you see in Hollywood, they're gay. Oh, my God. It was amazing last night. You know, Louis C.K. did 43 minutes. They're gay people. But old faggots, you don't see no more. Those old school faggotry motherfuckers. And if you watch this
they had to skull roll you because so much pressure was on them to stay in the closet.
No, but this Liberace, you got to watch the whole move, dog. How he sucked in Matt Damon. Sucked him in. sucked them the fuck in this movie. And then it's getting your dick sucked from a fag with a wig. That's what takes it even deeper. He takes him back to his room, and Matt Damon's like, things are moving too fast. I think I should get a hold of Terrell. He's like, don't be foolish. Stay on your side of the bed. I won't even touch you tonight. And Matt Damon's like, ooh, that's a relief. He lays down next to this creepy fucking fag with a wig on. The next thing you know, he wakes up. You hear birds and shit. He opens his eyes, and he's fucking held in a wrestling position by Liberace. He's got a heart on. Liberace looks at him. He goes, ooh, look who's up. And he puts that cold fag mouth on his fucking pipe. And it's all over. Nobody could recover from that. Even if I was there, a fag without a wig, without his wig on, with that cold mouth on my pipe, I just close my eyes and make believe it's fucking Chelsea Handler or something. I don't give a fuck.
And later that night, you'd be helping push that fucking piano on stage.
Bro, the next night, the next day, I have a fucking a bunch of rings and a cape on with silver fucking medals, with a big yarmulke saying "Suck my dick."
What are we singing tonight?
No, you got to watch that movie, people. Inside the Candelabra, whatever the fuck it is. So what days do you do? Are you doing the podcast live, or do you tape it and then people could download it later on?
We tape it, and, episode 4 dropped today. I'm pretty new to the podcast game. I'm really excited to get one out. I mean, the whole, I've spent the last 16 years as a comic. I spent the last 13 years writing and producing and acting in dramas. So the kind of log line of the podcast is half comedy, half drama, all heart. So I'm trying to get people from both worlds to come on, not only just share interesting stories, but I think that, I don't know if it's a dirty secret, but, my intention with this is, like, when guys like you and I were coming up, it was all word of mouth, and it was really hard to get access to guys to get straight information. And I want people all across the country, and we're getting some people overseas listening too, to have access to people like Jack McGee, who can talk about going from the projects in the Bronx to becoming a fireman. And then how do you go from there to being in over 100 movies?
That's amazing.
So, so I'm getting people on, like Cindy Campanera's on today, Southside Chicago girl, who, was from pretty much the back of the Yards neighborhood. Went to Second City, wound up getting a job writing for Saturday Night Live, Exit 57, Shameless. And, there's a lot of women out there that want to become comedy writers. And, she came up with Tina Fey and Rachel Dratch and Colbert and Steve Carell and shares all those stories. And I'm like, and I want to ask a question. What do you do? How do you overcome failure? What happens when, some people see a flyer, I want to take an acting class or whatever, but that fear creeps in. And then they go their whole life and they go, I wish I would have done that. So I hope people can listen to this and hear people just like them who were at those crossroads in their life and actually pushed through or past whatever that thing was that was stopping them from getting the life that they want.
It's amazing, Mick, how you look at a career or something and you look at it and at that time and that age, it's so far away. It's on such a pedestal. And right away, our basic fucking bullshit makes us think we'll never be good enough to do it. And one day, out of the grace of fucking God, you go, you know what? I'm sick and tired of living in fear. I'm sick and tired of living like this. I'm going to go do this. And I don't give a fuck what my family says or what my friends say. And I'm just going to do this. And in 8 years, 10 years, 14 years later, there you are in that pedestal that you looked at that thought was so far away. And you're like, this wasn't shit. I could do it again. And all that held us was fear. That's it. All that held us.
It took me 11 years to get my first major movie acting role. 11 years. It's crazy. I mean, stand-up's a little different. You can get up at open mics and work your way up through clubs, writings. People are listening. They want to write, and they wonder how you do it. You get a pen, and then you get a piece of paper, and then you write some shit down. Now, getting hired as a writer is something completely different, but if you want to be a writer, then you got to write. And that, I feel, out of all of the artistic crafts, with maybe the exception of painting, nothing is more in your control because it's just you and the page.
It's a weird fucking animal, writing, man. It either grabs you or it doesn't. I wish it would have grabbed me when I was 18. I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be in a fucking cafe getting my feet rubbed in fucking Abu Dhabi writing books about fucking Cubans coming over here and fighting alligators in the circus or some shit. But here I am.
Abu Dhabi, I like it.
Here I am sitting across from a fucking Jew that won't eat an edible with his Uncle Joey.
I ain't an edible. I didn't have the whole fucking...
You gotta eat another one. How you feeling? You ain't even high, cocksucker.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You're sitting there. You ain't even high. Eat another piece with your Uncle Joey. Where's the rest of that piece? Let me see how much you ate in total.
You don't eat shit. You producer?
Yeah, he don't eat shit.
I do.
Look what he ate. Look at it. He didn't eat a fucking thing.
I did too.
Finish that. Will you stop being a girl?
What's his name, Joe?
Lee Syed. The baddest motherfucking Jew I know. And the last 2 months, some chick broke his heart and he's walking around like fucking a Red Sox fan for 20 fucking years.
Lee, let me tell you something about Joey. He's got feelings, and right now you got to go put a new pair of shoes on if you're going to kick his fucking heart around like this.
That's right. So eat the fucking...
I ate a quarter of the piece he gave me.
He gave it to me at
6 in the morning, and I have to go to work tonight.
He's coming at 6 o'clock at night. He's worried about 6 o'clock at night. Talk to this kid, will you? Eat the fucking...
Joe, listen, Lee, you got to do what he tells you.
That's right.
There's going to be no bullets in the clip, but if anyone walks up to the car, you just show them the gun, okay?
Eat the fucking piece, Lee. Goddamn, why are you embarrassing me for in front of this guy? Making me fucking feel like some fucking drug pusher here. I'm trying to help you out. This guy's an editor. He's going to work tonight. He sits in a fucking desk all night. He eats popcorn and apples. You could be high. You'll be fine.
You need to eat the other half of the edible. Joe and I are going to run into the bank real quick. You need to keep the car running and have it facing east.
That's it. Just
very
keep
important
the fucking
that it's facing
thing.
East.
Let's go. Where is it? Put it in the water so it dissolves in the water. Throw it in the water and you drink that chocolate water. When am I going to see you?
Well, I want to get you on the podcast, so I'll shoot some dates out to you, and we'll do it over at on the lot.
We'll do the 8th, that Monday night.
Yeah, you want to do it after the 4th, right?
Yeah, that Monday night, because that's when I come back, because I leave Wednesday this week, and then next week I leave again on Thursday, so I'm not around. I come back Monday, I run into a fucking wall of a day.
Monday after the 4th, man. I really look forward to it.
Oh, me too. It's always a pleasure seeing you. We'll come over. I'll eat an edible. I ain't bringing this fucking guy with me. That's it. He might not come to San Jose now. That's it. It's over. I'm finding another Jew. I'm going to Marie E.T. right now to find another little Jew who's ready to rock.
You're out of the circle of trust, Lee.
That's it.
That's fine. I'll go to bed.
That's it, fucking guy. So where can they find the podcast, little brother? iTunes.
You can go on iTunes. It's The Mick Betancourt Show, MickBetancourt, The Mick Betancourt Show. Or you could hit me up on Twitter, at Mick Betancourt. And it's on Stitcher as well. Same thing, The Mick Betancourt Show. And if you get a chance, Ironside's going to drop this fall. Also, I just wrapped a show called Necessary Roughness on USA.
Now, this Ironside ain't the Ironside that we grew up on with the fat dude, with Milton Burrow. What's his name?
Raymond Burr.
Raymond Burr. Fucking Ironside.
Slight reimagination of that show, but it's Blair Underwood's the lead.
With a fucking black dude? I don't think so.
New York detective who got shot in the line of duty and is in a wheelchair.
All right, I'll take it. I love you, cocksucker.
It's always a pleasure, man.
Always. Thank you very much, Mick. I love you, buddy.
All right, I love you too, brother. I'll see you soon.
All right, stay black.
Bye.
The fuck?
What the fuck?
Anyway, I was telling my man that I lost some weight.
Yeah, you said you totally lost 7 pounds.
And do you know what, why? Because I went back on that strong bone. Because it allowed me to do more shit.
Mm-hmm.
It allowed me to walk every day and not be sore. I told you that's the biggest fucking problem when you're a fat fuck. That you want to do shit, but you can't. And there's a lot of shit. Like, I love to go to jiu-jitsu 3 times a week, but I know it would be too much for me, especially with kickboxing and walking and trying to fucking do the elliptical. It would be too much.
Mm-hmm.
So for right now, my goal is twice a fucking week. This week I could go Tuesday, and I'm going to do it private with Salami on Wednesday. But with the strongbow, allow me to walk more. I did the epileptical fucking 2 days in Lexington, which I could only do like 3 days a week if I go to kickboxing. I did it 2 days and two times in 2 days, both times 40 fucking minutes. So please, check out Honest Products. Another thing, it doesn't give you, if you put church in the box, it doesn't give you a code for ropes and stuff like this. The code I give you guys is just for the minerals. I just want you to get healthy, try the stuff out, and see what you think, all right? That's it. Don't go getting no fucking balls and no fucking ropes and then calling me up and going, Joey, what the fuck? The church ain't working in the box. That's all I'm trying to say to you. The fuck? Let me do some shout-outs, Lee. Lee, you disappointed me today.
Good.
You broke my heart. I want to give a shout-out to my man, Tony Ibarra, Overcoming Fear. My little buddy, Dominic Cortez, the smallest Church of What's Happening Now fan. He's 2 weeks old. He listens to the church. He also thinks you're a cocksucker. My man, Greg Sabella.
No, he doesn't live on my side.
John and Penny, happy anniversary on Wednesday, all right? Fucking this girl hit me up that the guy's a fan. He wants us. We ain't got time for that shit. We got shit to do on Wednesday. So you know what? Happy anniversary. Cut this shit. Daniel Riley, Diego Jordan, David Household, and Raul Duke digging trenches in fucking Jersey. I love you, cocksucker, out there in the humidity. Those are real fucking soldiers. He'll eat an edible. If I pull up to him right now with that shovel in his fucking hand, sweating, drinking water, he would eat an edible.
I had an edible. I didn't eat the whole fucking piece. No, I just showed you. I didn't eat it anymore.
You want to smoke some more?
I have a very serious question for you, though.
Go ahead.
Why is the faggot's mouth cold?
I don't know. In the mornings. I don't know.
Like, why is it cold?
I don't know, Lee. I don't ask him. But again, I don't want nobody to take offense, whether you're gay or... The gay guys or the young guys. I don't hate you. I love you to fucking death. I'm just saying there's a big difference between a gay guy and an old faggot.
Yeah.
Big thing. It's like the most interesting man in the world. He's an old pimp. He's 57, 56, but he still slings dick. Why? Because he's patient. He sits there. He knows that you're going to come back and go, oh, he's such a nice old man. He didn't try to fuck me in the ass. Ba-boom! Then he gives it to you. The velvet hammer, cocksucker.
I don't think the most interesting man in the world does anal sex.
He does whatever the fuck he wants. You know why? Because he's the most interesting man in the world, cocksucker. He shows up with a case of beer. That's why, cock. What, you got any music for me?
Sure, why not?
Come on, let's hit me with something for these people. It's 10 in the East Coast. It's fucking 12 if you're in London, England. I don't know what time it is in Hungary. Oh, shit. Little Pink Floyd, spark that motherfucking joint. Lee, where's those jumping jacks? You ain't gonna eat some edibles? Let's see some jumping jacks, guys.
Fine. Something
Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, San Jose. July 20th, fucking Philadelphia, Helium. Oh, shit. Look at Lee looking good. He cut his hair. He's aerodynamic. Look at him. You bad motherfucker. I love you, Lee.
I love you too, buddy.
You fucked me up with no eating edibles.
Eat an edible.
You ate it, Lee. You killed
me. I ate the right amount for me, you motherfucker. Gotta go to work later.
So when are you taking this chick on a date again?
Tomorrow.
You gonna give us that? Are you gonna show this to Aminke?
No.
Hey, what? Put the music on. You're depressed, man. I know.
It's a second date, dude. It was probably my best first date.
Really?
That I've been on, yeah. And
you swapped spit with her? Did you touch her titty?
No.
Boy, have a second. Put that on, please. You depressed me already.
Why am I depressing you?
I'm not stuttering.
I just ate.
Look, I'm gonna cut this out of my hand. I'm gonna throw it up in the air. If it blows in your mouth like a seal, would you eat it?
No. There's no way you can make that shot, anyways. You actually probably would make that shot if I had my mouth open.
I'll give you two tries.
Why don't I get two tries?
Give me cut another bone in half.
No.
Kick this motherfucker. This motherfucker's on fire. Oh, shit. The band is just fantastic. Oh, shit. It's Monday. What the fuck you want? You want to walk around with a frown? You're down. You're new in town. What the fuck? Get up. Get out there. Put your shoes on. Put nice socks on. Wash your pussy. Wash your dick. Feel good about yourself. You go out there, even if it's an old shirt, iron it. I don't give a fuck. Button it to the top. Spray some fucking Febreze on it. Why smell like a fucking, a Jew in heat? Get out there. Get your fucking car. Get out there. Cut people off. Be alive today. It's a beautiful motherfucking day to be alive. I mean, fucking beautiful. And the sun ain't even out in California. I'm just telling you, it's beautiful in your fucking heart.
It is.
What are you going to do with this broad? What's the story? See, it was the first date you went on. You swapped a little spit. You went on the Ferris wheel. Did you get us some flowers? Did you win a teddy bear for?
No, we didn't do any of that.
Okay.
So
where are you taking her tomorrow?
We're just going to go have lunch before I go to work.
Come on. Where are you taking her?
She lives down by Culver City area.
Okay.
And she has this Thai place she wants to take me to.
Thai place?
Yeah.
Look at you.
What can I say?
Sexy money. You going to give her the juice tomorrow?
No, fucking.
You going to try?
No, we'll have sex, in a normal time. I have to go to work. What do you mean, fuck her in my car in the middle of the day?
Sure.
I'm not a sexual deviant.
I'm not a sexual
Mick,
deviant.
Please
but
listen
you,
to the rest of the.
Are you
going to
eat yourself
if
I
shows.
Cut it in half? If I cut
no,
in
I already
half.
Had a fucking.
If I cut in half,
good amount
I
of
I
an edible.
You, me, all right, do this.
No, no,
let
I'm
me
not.
Cut in half. You land your floor on your back, and I throw two times. What do you think? If I get in your mouth, you got to swallow it like a soldier. What do you think, Lee?
I'm not. After the fart you just did, I'm not lying on the floor on my back anywhere around.
Did you
around.
Smell that fart all the way over there?
No, I didn't smell fart.
No, because it went off the chair. Oh, it went right into the ceiling with the pot smoke. That's how I roll. I know how to point my asshole. Something I learned. Who do you think you're dealing with here?
I know how to point my asshole.
You do.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea what you're saying, ever.
I'm fucked up. Did I tell you that? Because I ate a couple of these.
Yeah.
I'm not like this fucking half of wine. And, you know what else I ate this morning?
What else do you have?
The fucking Hemp Force from Onnit. This is my fucking favorite of all time. I eat those things two a day sometimes.
Yeah.
I love fucking the Hemp Force.
You said they were good.
And my wife watched Hulu Plus this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, good.
My wife is watching it. She's
yep.
having a good time. So there you go.
Yeah.
Everybody's fucking watching. Even I'm watching it.
Everyone's watching it. And we told you a bunch of the shows, and I just wanted to show you guys and tell you all the devices they have on it. I have an iPhone. I'm just going to quickly show you. They have... No, it's not everything that's online, but they have fucking everything on this. And I don't know if you can see that or not, but it's all the shows. It's freaking awesome. They have it on Android phones, Apple phones, PS3, Xbox, the Wii, Apple TV... fucking Nintendo DS is coming soon. Windows 8 phone, the Nook. They have it everywhere. They have it on all the major TV brands: Samsung, Vizio, Sony, Sharp, and LG, and Panasonic. They have it on everything. So go to joeydiaz.net. There's a banner. Go to huluplus.com/joey and get 2 free weeks. And it's just there's literally you can watch it anywhere in the world that there's Wi-Fi. It's unbelievable. So, I mean, I love it. So
I love it, too. My wife is very happy with it. So good. There you go. Go to fucking Hulu Plus, all right? Cut the shit. Press Joey. Don't have to be big or small. Just press Joey. J-O-E-Y. If you don't watch Sesame Street, cocksucker. Go in there, whatever. They want to borrow your car, whatever. Give them the fucking car. You get 2 free fucking weeks, and you move on with your life. You got Hulu Plus, all right? Who's better? Who else comes up on a fucking Monday and gives you dick? Nobody. We give you dick. We give this fucking guy who chocolate chips, whatever the thing. We give you Hemp Force.
There's no
10
chocolate
points
in
off.
This.
Shut up, cocksucker. Get your shit together. What do you got this week, Lee? So you're taking on a date tomorrow.
Yeah.
If it works out tomorrow, when are you going to give a. Can we get an estimation? When are you going to dress up?
A week?
You going to bring it back here? How's it look inside that fucking room? I'm scared to look.
It's a little dirty.
A little dirty.
Yeah.
What's it smell like in that bedroom?
Smells like farts and olive oil. I don't know. What do you want it to smell like today?
You have a lady come in and clean nice.
I actually do need to have my place cleaned.
Excuse me?
I have to have my place cleaned.
So you're going to go in that bedroom and take the sheets off? Because I know you
of
haven't
course.
Changed the sheets since you moved in there.
Yes, I have.
10 gallons of sperm. There's dead kids in your mattress, cocksucker. Did you know that? You just whack off and go to bed.
Yeah, and you don't whack off.
Okay. I whack off, but in the air.
What do you mean in the air?
It goes in the air.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
You're so old, it just evaporates?
It just evaporates.
Like, what are you talking about?
I eat edibles. It makes it light, like it's humidity.
You just had a kid.
You're
you,
in there whacking off on that fucking mattress. There's
yeah.
no spirits. I'm surprised you sleep in there with all the ghosts fucking haunting you in there in that fucking mattress. You hear in there, you hear like Christmas carols. They sing at you, you know, whatever London's Angels sing, whatever the fuck this song is.
Fine. From now on,
fill
I'll sit at this
mattress
desk.
Around.
I'll sit at this. I'll sit at both sides of the desk, and I'll jack off in here for
don't
you.
Don't jack off in here. Don't jack off together. You should. So what's the story with Ashley? You still in love with her? You gonna send
no.
her? Is it over?
We've been friends for about 2 months.
We've been friends for about 2 months.
Jesus Christ.
Here we go. Everybody wants to be fucking, everybody.
Everybody what? You're so fucked up on the edible, you don't even know what
I'm
you're saying anymore. You called
be...
the cheaper chip every kind of chocolate. It's chocolate chip, it's chocolate mousse, it's every Jimmy Sanders, every kind of chocolate.
So you're friends with this broad now?
Who, Ashley? Yeah, I haven't seen her in a few weeks, but yeah.
They're coming over this weekend.
No, I'm going to be with you in fucking San Jose.
You sure?
Idiot.
I don't know. You don't need the setup by the end of the
I
fucking...
bought the plane ticket. What are you going to do?
When are you going to... That don't mean nothing. I'll call Southwest right now and tell them you're fucking...
Lee Intel Southwest.
Yeah, you're just going to show up with anti-terrorist information and shit.
Exactly. I'm going to show up with anti-terrorist information. You fucking idiot. Anti-terrorist. All right, holy
get
shit.
Get it together, cocksucker.
Me, get it together.
So what are you going to do? You're coming up. You're going to eat everything they give you.
I'll have fun in San Jose. I'm having fun now. I just can't eat a whole fucking edible at 6 in the morning.
It's 6 in the morning. Eat the fucking edible and cut it out before I hit you in. Stop coughing. What's up? Can you make out with the girl so you come here and cough your fucking drink?
No, I choked on some water. That's
how nowhere
near
your neck. How do you choke on water? How the fuck do you
choke? What do you mean how do you choke on water? You choke. It goes down the wrong pipe because someone's in the room with you saying you don't want to smell like a Jew in heat. You say something funny, I laugh. What is complaining about everything?
That's what I'm saying to this fucking guy.
You
can't. I think I'm out. You
just
fuck.
Disagree
go,
with me.
Go watch the episode of Community. You're upsetting me already. All right.
I'm upsetting you. God damn it!
I'm gonna throw this fucking knife at you.
Anyone want to take over for me? I'm a 50-year-old comedian.
If you fucking didn't
Cuban
have
guy coming to your house at 6 in the morning.
If you fucking didn't have insurance, I'd stab you. God, second. You're lucky you don't got insurance because if not, we're.
I have insurance. You go do? For it. Yeah.
Really?
I didn't tell him 26. Right,
stand against the star over there. Let me just say it. Hold the chiba in your mouth. Let me throw a knife at you and see if I can get it right over your fucking stomach, your head.
So why am I holding the chiba in my mouth? If you're going to throw it over my head, what are you talking about?
Lee. Put your head on the fucking counter, will you? This is what I got to deal with, people. This is what I got to deal
with. What do you got to deal with?
That's why I'm happy he didn't do a thing. So we had a nice little conversation with Mick today. We talked about the weekend. We talked about a lot of interesting fucking shit today. You know, Mick, again, it all goes back to fear and doing what the fuck you want. Don't just sit there with your finger up your ass. Go for it. Look at Lee. He's out there dating. That's why I love Lee. You been swimming?
No, I haven't been.
What the fuck? You're looking sharp, though.
I'm trying. I'm
You're looking juicing? Your titties shrunk?
I'm not juicing, but I've been eating
are
healthy.
You done? What are you going to do with the juicer?
I'm going to keep it. We're going to do MyFit Foods, or I'm going to do it starting after July
4th. Did you go down there yet?
No, because I want to wait to get the food. Huh?
What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for July 4th. I have to go with you to San Jose, and if I try to eat healthier juice in San Jose, you'd be like, dog, we're in San Jose. You've been talking about the steakhouse for 18 months.
You ain't going to no steakhouse. You're eating at the fucking hotel.
Good.
You're eating those bad mashed potatoes. Where's the juicer?
It's in the kitchen.
Well, bring it in here.
You can't do it. What do you want?
Why don't you juice live one day for these people and show them what you drink?
Fine.
And make the kale and the olives and all the shit. You
olives, that'd be so disgusting.
What do you put in there? Cucumbers?
Kale, cucumbers, broccolis, carrots, celery, apples, grapes.
You miss it?
No, I mean, I like the
did you go
how
to
quickly
McDonald's
you
yet?
No.
Did you break down and go to Taco Bell?
Mm.
Tell me the truth.
I didn't.
You're looking all guilty. I can smell fast food in here.
You can't smell fast food, you fucking liar.
I swear to God, I smelled it when I walked in. You order pizza yet from Junior?
From Junior what? Junior what?
Pizza. What's his name?
Oh, Little Caesar.
Did you go see Little Caesar already?
No.
$2 for $5. Yes, you did.
$2 for $5. No, I didn't. I've been good. I mean,
I'm proud of you. I've been trying. You look good. You look healthy. The new hairdo.
Yeah, I'm
you're,
fucking
you're sharp. You're dating,
losing my hair forever.
And you dumped the other chick. You got like 6 fucking. How many chicks you got on the string?
I got one.
That's it. You had like one last week. You got rid of. She didn't want to go to the movies. The woman the week before that didn't want to lick your nuts. The week before
she's
that was
up,
Chinese.
Who's Chinese?
She plays the drums in a band. The other one, every week you had a different one. What happened?
I've been talking.
Told Ashley it's over.
I didn't cheat. This was like 3 months ago this happened. What are you talking about?
What fucking 3 months ago?
It was 2 months
ago. You just professed your love to her 3 weeks ago.
I didn't profess my love. I told her I liked her about three months ago.
You professed your love.
I didn't profess my love.
You told her you loved
her. Well, I'll get her on the phone. I didn't say I loved her, you fucking
piece
of shit.
Call her up.
I'm not calling her up right now.
Look at
me. Fucking idiot. I didn't profess my love. It gets bigger and bigger. Every fucking time you bring it up, you tried to marry her. You said you wanted to get her pregnant. No.
Then yeah. Look, if you tackled her on the couch,
I'm not tackling anybody on a couch.
Like I told you, right now you would have had snake finger. She would have fucking hated you, and you would have had to go to Northridge and sit there with her and the Chinese chick and talk about fucking an episode of fucking Community. You understand me? I'm just trying to help you out here. Oh, I love you. Look, yeah, fucking.
I feel like the only reason you do the podcast now is to make fun of me, and then
who makes fun of you? I'm here with you. I'm fucking trying to help you.
And then the thing that people who are listening don't see is for the past like 4 weeks, every time we leave, we're stoned out of our mind, and he tricks me and he rubs my head and he laughs all the way down the elevator. I hear him walking to the door, giggling to himself.
Because I go like this to his head. And he fucking freaks out.
And he goes,
he's high and he can't handle it. He like fucking freaks out. He's Lee, how much do I love you, cocksucker?
No, I love you too.
I'm like your fucking big uncle. You have no uncles. You have the one uncle in Boston that thinks that, you know, you don't want to do nothing.
What?
You have that one uncle in Boston that
I have
call
a couple
from time to time. But there's one you get along with.
Oh, yeah, the one who called one day when we were together, yeah.
And you don't tell him that you eat ass and nothing like that. You can't
no,
be honest.
No, he's fucking like 65 years old. I'm not calling him up, telling him I eat ass. Fucking.
So let me ask you this, but I'm your big uncle. I thought, you know, I'm leading you down the right street.
Like, you know, you're not. You're leading me down parallel to the right street.
I'm leading
you're like, if there's a bad area town and there's a good area town, you're one street into the bad area town. Stay in the good area, right?
I am in the good area.
Like, go right on the right
we're
in the middle.
We're going to eat some edibles. We're going to go to San Jose. We're going to do some jumping jacks.
Let's do it.
We're going to go to the gym and lift and fucking do the treadmill together.
So I love
bring
it.
You got your iPod?
Yeah.
All right.
I got my iPhone.
We're going to have a good time. I like Lee. I bust your balls, Lee, but I love you.
I love you too.
Finish the edible. Where's the
no, I'm not finishing a fucking...
Come on, eat the edible. It's no, fucking 8 o'clock. You're going to bed. That's it. It's over. You're still crying. It's over.
I'm not crying.
You made it. You made the fucking hour and a half, and you're still fucking sitting there crying.
I'm not crying. You fucking bitch.
I love it. I love this whole podcasting thing. I love it because we share this shit for an hour. Where else can you eat marijuana? What for? Good morning, America. Suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? Three chicks talking about what? Some fucking city that they had hot dogs on the weekend. Who gives a fuck? We're here in L.A., 69-degree weather. It's a Monday. Listen to music. It's over, bitches. Hulu Plus, Mad Flavor. I love you cocksuckers from the bottom of my heart. Lee, throw him a kiss. You got some music for these fucking people?
Do you want to do some more of Black Sabbath or something? Or do you want to do something
else?
Keep
that Pink Floyd. A little fucking keep that fucking Pink Floyd. Bring that beat back. Bring that beat back.
Okay.
The one we had.
I know. Fucking give me 2 seconds.
Jesus. You gonna finish that? This is what I'm talking about. Live this shit. Doesn't this want to make you an edible? Listen. I want to thank you guys for getting up and watching it live. I want to thank you guys for downloading it. You know we love you, though. There ain't no bullshit here. We say it straight. Get up.
Staring at me.
Eat it, Lee. Because now I'm going off camera. I'm going to fucking stab you.
You're not going to stab me. You're going to go wow on my head and giggle for 22 minutes. Oh, shit. Now that the show is over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus and start watching your favorite hit shows right now. Go to our show homepage, joeydiaz.net, and click the Hulu Plus banner for your extended free trial, or go to huluplus.com/joey. Again, the banner at joeydiaz.net, or go to huluplus.com/joey. Cock, so coaches, motherfuckers, enjoy your Monday. And what are you going to say?
I'm not saying nothing. They know I love them. Have a great day, people. Be safe, stay black, and be you.